FM, live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Vine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longvineauto.com.
Summer is winding down, but the savings are heating up at Long Vine Auto Plaza with great offers on new Chevy and pre-owned models now. Get summer drive savings on new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab models with Turbo Max engines and get up to $7,000 off MSRP. And we have Silverado LTZ and RST models in stock too. Our qualified buyers can get financing as low as 3.9% APR up to 60 months. And remember, at Long Vine Auto Plaza, our certified technicians will keep your vehicle in top running shape for those last-minute summer road trips. Now is a great time to get end-of-summer offers and incredible savings on new Chevy and Buick models. So come see us today or visit our website, longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOA News Time 827. It's Newsmaker 2 time today. We're pleased to have with us Lyon County Public Health Nurse Melissa Smith on the KVOA Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. How'd you come out of the ultra-hot week last week?
We made it.
Thank goodness.
I'm kind of scared for my electric bill because the air conditioner was running constantly, I think, but we made it.
Well, that's good news. Unfortunately, we got some health matters to talk about, specifically, I guess, when it comes to, I guess what now is going to probably wind up being the kind of preparatory period for flu and COVID, the way it sounds. We've had a number of national headlines over the last week or week and a half that says COVID numbers are starting to increase a little bit. Is there any indication that that's starting to be seen here?
We have seen some. You know, it's kind of hard to tell. You know, this year, COVID isn't reportable anymore, so we're kind of struggling, you know, to get, I'm not sure how we're going to keep up with those actual numbers. They are reporting hospitalizations, but not actual, like, test positives, you know, that come into us. But we've had some come into the clinic here for testing that have been positive. We kind of expected to see an increase closer to fall time, so it's not completely unexpected to see some of those numbers starting to come up.
Are you aware of what type of variants we're looking at here, Melissa?
So the state hasn't been releasing, as far as our specific variants, not so much. I know in our general area for KDHE, the XBB.1.5 is still the most common in this typical area, and then that EG5 is increasing as well. Both of those are kind of running really, really close together.
Understood. Now, Melissa, when it comes to the, you know, what we went through 2020 through really, I guess, maybe much of last year, are we dealing with kind of the same type of symptoms, same type of general situations and same type of progression here with the variants, or have things changed much here for this round of variants?
I don't think that they've changed a whole lot. A lot of the symptoms we're seeing are still the runny nose, headaches, fatigue, cough. All of those seem to be staying pretty similar across the board on all of those variants. And same with that transmissible, you know, period and how fast it's transmitted as well. I don't think they know as much about, there's a new variant, that BA2.86, that they're kind of just watching at this point. It's a variant of surveillance that's kind of coming up nationally. They don't know a whole lot about that one yet as far as whether that's going to be more contagious or cause more illness.
Again, Lyon County Public Health Nurse Melissa Smith with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. It is 8:30 with 63 degrees now. Well, Melissa, recommendations still the same if you test positive for COVID? I mean, are you recommending the stay-at-home time, all that pretty much the same as in the past?
It stayed pretty much the same, kind of depending on where you work. Healthcare remains a little bit different, and, of course, they'd have to talk to their employer about that. But typically, it's the 5 days at home in isolation. As long as you're not running a fever and feeling, you know, generally better, you can go back to work with a mask for the final 5 days. If you have access to a test and test on day 5 or 7, if you're still testing positive, they do kind of want you to go ahead and stay home the remainder of your full 10-day isolation, just to kind of prevent that spread from occurring as frequently.
Are there vaccinations that are in the works or in the hopper here coming soon? And if so, are those going to be at least ready to handle the latest variants?
They do think that it's going to cover the latest variants. They have been talking about a new booster vaccine for COVID. And all that we've been told is that they expect it in September or October. We've not heard a whole lot of details on that other than that one is coming out. But they do expect it to cover the Omicron and these new variants that are kind of like emerging from that.
Well, let's move from COVID to our basic flu. What are you hearing about flu and what we could be looking for this upcoming flu season?
Haven't heard a whole lot specifically. I do kind of expect it to be maybe a little bit sooner. We have had some surrounding areas that have been having some RSV cases, and typically RSV, flu, COVID kind of have all been going hand in hand in the previous years as far as, you know, when we start to see those spikes come along for, you know, when we're starting an actual, like, season. So I do expect it to kind of maybe hit a little bit earlier, you know, October, things like that. We don't have our vaccines yet. We're hoping to get our first shipment the end of August and then start discussing internally when we're going to have that annual drive-through clinic. So Looking forward to that.
Well, it's hard to, you know, just kind of fathom, but yeah, it's time to get, you know, the flu shots in and get those flu shots distributed. Do you know if there's a, kind of everybody is going to be getting the flu shots at the same time, public health and the private pharmacies here within the next week or so?
The private pharmacies typically tend to get them a little bit sooner than what we do. And I think that I've had some patients come in that have said they've already received the flu vaccine. So I do know that some local pharmacies already have those in hand and are administering them.
When it comes to the flu vaccine, is there any indication that this is going to be a rougher flu season than normal? Granted, we're still several months out from the peak. And I guess, how do you time the flu shot so that you have the best coverage throughout the entire season?
Oh, it's such an unknown on that. We typically, I would recommend getting them, you know, in the month of October generally, and it covers you for a good, you know, for that through that full through April area for what your flu season would typically be. Now, if we start hearing locally that we're having positive flu tests, you know, at the hospital and clinics and things like that, we'll try to keep the public updated on hey, you might want to get your flu shot a little bit sooner this year.
Now, you'll have to help me out here because my memory is, well, getting worse on a daily basis. What was, did we have was it a very active flu season last year, if you recall?
You know, I don't recall it being anything horrible that stuck out in my mind, honestly. Yeah.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah, I don't remember it being horrible on top of COVID or anything that stood out anyways.
Gotcha. Well, since we're talking about the flu, I mean, a lot of people, you know, probably don't want to hear this anyways, but, you know, let's put it out there as far as, you know, how to handle the flu, because, or really the symptoms that you need to watch for and how best to, I guess, maybe treat yourself so that other people don't wind up getting what you've got.
Yeah, with the flu, it's this, you know, all of those common colds, viruses kind of start with the same symptoms, which is kind of unfortunate because you just don't really know what you have, but you're going to have those body aches, fever, cough, respiratory symptoms. If you have access to a test, I would definitely recommend testing so that you're aware of what's going on and you can kind of limit exposing other people that are immunocompromised, you know. They do recommend staying home. If you're school age, I believe it is, you know, the 5 days after the onset of symptoms, just so they can limit the spread in schools. And your workplace, some workplaces have their own policies for that, but definitely until you're feeling better and have been fever-free for 24 or 48 hours without use of medication.
Sounds good. Well, anything else here, Melissa, maybe that's not COVID or flu that's going around right now? I know you mentioned kind of RSV kind of has a tendency to spike at this point in time, and I know strep throat from our family's experience late August, early September has always been a really rough time for our family personally, but what else is out there right now that you guys are tracking and dealing with?
The only things that we've really been kind of hearing about or seeing come in is just a general respiratory infection. And a lot of people think that they have COVID, and we've been testing and they're negative, and it's just a viral infection kind of that's going around. I do expect with school starting that we're going to start seeing those strips and other things come in that kind of accompany all of those germs that are being passed around that they weren't exposed to over the summer. But that's about all that we've kind of seen coming through here.
Well, Melissa, great job as always. Always a pleasure to talk to you. We appreciate this valuable information.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right, you too.
You too. Thanks again.
Melissa Smith, Lyon County Public Health Nurse on our Newsmaker 2. Chuck?
All right. I want to let you know that several of our upcoming Newsmaker 2s are open. Several of them are taken right now. So if you'd like that 820 spot, let us know at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we talk with the Aldermans, Lee and Carol, as we update operations at the Emporia Rescue Mission, Shiloh Home of Hope, and Abundant Harvest.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longbuyingauto.com. It's 836.
Your home, the literal roof over your head, the safe place for your family, and likely one of your biggest